Hi, this is episode 607 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ.com and No BS Job Search Advice.com. And welcome. You've decided to start job hunting. And this is a show where I encourage you to take a first step to reviewing what happened at your job that's prompting you to consider other things. So that as you go out to try and evaluate, you have an opportunity to really do it intelligently. I hope you find this show helpful. And if you do, please give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever site you use to listen to my podcast. It does help other people discover the show. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And with that, let's get going. And let's talk today about the decision to change jobs yet again. Now, many of you make the decision to change jobs in a peak of anger. It's the final straw. It's been building up for a while. You're working on something and something management does just sets you off. Maybe you've been laid off and you worked in a job you didn't really care for. Whatever the circumstances are, before you dive headlong into a job search, it's really useful to take the time to figure out what went wrong, what wasn't right about the situation. You see, often people go into the next job with this romantic notion of what it's going to be like, and they really haven't investigated thoroughly what the new environment is like, what the people are like, what the work is going to be like. They've asked some basic questions, but they don't really have the depth of knowledge of the new situation because they've never taken the time to review the old one. It is critically important for you to review whether or not the old one, the problems in the old one were your making or management's making. And, you know, in taking the time to review, it also gives you the opportunity to ask yourself, is this the work I really want to do? See, a lot of people keep going through the same hamster wheel of job changes, looking for the perfect place to do the work that they don't really like, but it's a job and they feel compelled to do it. Take the time to ask yourself, is it them or is it the work or is it me? Because at the end of the day, unless you figure out whether the issue is one of those three or some hybrid, and you keep doing the same things again and again, you're going to wind up getting the same results again and again. So again, take the time to do what I'll call a postmortem. Review what your past job was like, your current job was like, and whether it is the kind of work you like doing and you can thrive at doing. Because otherwise, life has a way of showing you that it ends more quickly than we like. And at the end of the day, we've lived a life that's very dissatisfying. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them any more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.